Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Cross with Any Generations. Welcome to the Generational Gap and Star Player Hour. We are having a fantastic night. Welcome to evening. You're starting tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 4 to 8. You guys know all these mail reality shows, the 18th and the 28th of every month. So tonight we are actually going to be live with our model of the month, Vanessa Cordova. So everybody, welcome Vanessa to the line. Vanessa, how's it going?
Hello, how are you guys?
Absolutely fantastic, Vanessa. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. So everybody, if you guys don't know, Vanessa is Star Player Magazine's Model of the Month. So we are super excited to have her on board and have her on the show today. We've had a lot of questions, Vanessa. So after this first song, we're going to go ahead and jump into those. But for now, this is the rough draft of the song coming up with TRX. Can't Explain, and Fred of actually Tech 9. So check that out. Here it is, Can't Explain.
Get it or you won't. You got it or you don't. You gon' get it or you won't. I can't explain to you how I do me. Let me show you a mind of a P-I-M-P. You got it or you don't. You gon' get it or you won't. You got it or you don't. You gon' get it or you won't.
I can't explain it. Ain't no need to explain shit.
That's coming up with iPromote 5280, Day-Day from iPromote 5280, and Cross CRS. We are on the line, live, welcome again, to Generational Gap, Star Player Hour. Today's focus is our model of the month, Vanessa Cordova. Vanessa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. So, Vanessa, we've had so many questions since you have become model of the month. We've had a lot of questions from the magazine articles. So one of the big questions that we've had mostly is, how did you become Model of the Month?
I just have to say it was a hard work of focus and effort and just keeping up and forward with my work and just keeping and releasing and showing my fans that this is what I'm all about and that this is my passion, and I really do take it serious. And, I don't know, just having a lot of core confidence and, you know, never giving up, just always having that little bit of hope or faith that one day you're going to start being successful at what you want.
Definitely. What do you think it is that has changed, or what do you think in your perspective really separates you and your modeling career with compared to other models or artists that you've seen here in Colorado?
I don't know. I would just have to say that I'm very genuine and I just seem to touch bases a lot with my fans, and I'm a very, very big family-oriented girl, but I also take pride in myself, and like I just know what I want in life and I'm very driven, and I don't know, I'm also can be girly girl and, you know, shoot in front of the camera and all that, but I don't mind going ice fishing and hunting and camping, so I'm totally a Colorado girl.
Got you. Kind of actually blended in too. Are you a Colorado native?
Yep, that's right. Born and raised
awesome.
In Denver.
Awesome. See, that's amazing. And that's, again, you know, to the models out there who are really looking to do modeling, I wouldn't say that it is hard. It takes dedication. It takes people. It takes young ladies like Vanessa to really have that drive and to be able to follow direction and get through this thing. What do you think is some of the best advice, Vanessa, that you've really gotten in modeling that you feel the more modern-day model really needs to know?
Just never give up on yourself. Just always feel driven and like you're going to go somewhere forward with it, no matter what, no matter how long it takes or how many tries it takes you. Just don't give up on yourself and have trust and faith in yourself that one day you will see what you want.
Well, look at it, you know what I'm saying?
All right, definitely. We're going to hop into a quick track coming up right here. This is Life's Remembrance, also going to be on the Nemesis album being released from 80 Generations here coming on May 24th. And then we're going to pop into a few more questions from Model of the Month, Vanessa Cordova.
Awesome. Sounds good. Vanessa Cordova. How are you doing back on the line there, Vanessa? I'm good. I'm holding up. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. So I know eating right is definitely a big thing for a model. You have to always be in public, so obviously dressing right and, you know, dressing, you know, appropriate, so that way you can be seen. Talking to people, obviously, and being able to be merged into and blended into all groups and sex is a very hard thing to do in modeling. What do you feel for yourself is really the hardest thing or the most difficult thing about modeling?
I'd have to say probably the hardest difficult thing would be finding new people to always work with, just because you don't know who you're going to meet in this industry, and it's a little scary sometimes because, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you're really vulnerable. And yeah, the eating regimen's a little hard, but I'm okay with it because I like to eat healthy too, but I also like to, you know, veg out every once in a while. I have my cheat days and all. But as long as you try for it and you eat right and you exercise on a daily basis and you keep up on your appearance, then it's not so bad. And maybe just trying to produce as much as work as you can out there and just keeping consistent, I would say, is, like, really hard. And plus, juggling your personal life.
What would you say the hardest part about juggling your personal life and your modeling career? What would you say for you has been the hardest thing to run into?
Just time management, because the days slip away like nothing, and then the weeks go by and months, and it's like, you know, you don't want to not be producing any shoots, and you want to be keeping up on it. I remember there was about 6 months gap that I wasn't able to do any shoots, and it was due to the fact that I had so much going on in my personal life and had to kind of set my priorities aside of modeling and take care of what I needed to take care of in my personal life first. So, I mean, it has its ups and downs, but you know, you just got to keep going and keep going and keep going after what you want and what you know you're willing to go for.
What's been your balance now in the change? You kind of talked about how hard it was and how hard it can be. What do you think has helped you find that balance a little bit easier and be able to have the personal life to deal with that and still be able to manage your modeling career?
Just taking one day at a time and contacting and staying in contact with, you know, professional photographers that you have really good trust in and relationships with, and, you know, just trying to schedule a shoot as much as possible, or if not, just trying to stay committed and know, like, exactly what's going on in the industry of modeling, and just, you know, kind of practicing your catwalks at home even and type things. I don't know. It's a hard scenario sometimes, but when you dig yourself out of the roughness in the personal life and it seems to all fade away, it kind of goes back to place and just almost like a domino effect. It just starts working again.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So going forward, how do people find your modeling site? Do you have a website or anything? How do people find you if they want to book you for an event or get you for something to model?
Yeah, so I'm under Nessa on Facebook as the model community, and that's how you can look me up. Or also, I just got Instagram, so I've been getting a lot of hits on Instagram too, because I've been posting some new pictures up, so that's been a plus.
Awesome.
So just mainly the social media, and then kind of knowing, you know, it's all about who you know, more like who you have in contact with and stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, we will make sure you guys can check on our website as well. You can go to the 80 Generations or Star Player magazine page to find her links. We will have those on there as well. Definitely thank you, Vanessa, for being able to be online and join us for the show. We wish you the best in your career, and we look forward to keeping an eye on you and making sure that you're progressing well and, you know, really being the great, great lady and a standout person in the Denver community and in the South community as well. So do you have any message or anything to bring us out to young ladies or aspiring models that are really looking to do something in the industry? What would be your aspiring words to them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just, you know, do you, ladies. Don't ever forget about what's important, and that's you. And just keep up on your work and keep that smile on your face and that positive attitude and walk with your head up high and don't let anybody tell you different and that you can't do it, because trust me, ladies, you can, and it will happen. And I didn't believe it even for myself, and look, at here I am. It's amazing. It's a good feeling. And when you get that good feeling, you just want more of it, and you just want to absorb it like a sponge. And I promise you'll go after it once you do get it. You just want more and more of it. It's like an adrenaline rush.
It is. It definitely is. Being in the industry is
yeah.
crazy sometimes, but it's definitely like an addiction. Once you're here, it's just really hard to see anywhere else.
Exactly. Once you're in it, you're in it forever. If not, then, you know, it's hard to get out of it because it's really, really addicting. And it's a push. It's a motivation. But, hey, it's a rising grind, and you got to rise and grind every day. If that's what you want, go after it. Be successful. You're young and wild. You only live once.
Exactly. See, we have a motto here at Eddie Generation and with the magazine, and it's L-O-A-H. It's living life on a hustle. Because that's every day for everybody. If you live life and you go through, but it's really successful if you can come out of that hustle, be successful, come out into business, come out into the world, and really, really make something defining of yourself that nobody else can reach. And that's what we're looking from you, Vanessa. And I think you're going to go great places, and we'll keep an eye on you. Make sure you guys go to her website. Make sure you guys go to her Instagram page. She has Twitter. Make sure she check her out on Twitter. You know, social media, man, definitely the place. See all the new models and all the new figures coming up. We're going to get into another track coming up here, brand new, coming from the Nemesis album from 80 Generations. Vanessa, thank you for being on the show. Everybody, if you guys want to tune in, make sure you go to her page, go to Star Player Magazine. She also has an issue in Star Player Magazine for a page feature, so definitely check that out. You can also get Star Player Magazine from our website. Go to 80generations.web.com, click on Star Player Magazine. You guys have a wonderful night, and tune in to the next show on Generational Gap, Star Player Hour.
Game, time to make it go. Baby, say you love me, are you indie? Gotta know. Walk into the darkness, it's my heart to hold. Stop and hold, you love me, so you know, so you know. Walk into the darkness of my heart, you can hold that. Love with or returns, and you should know what it don't hold back. Timing's at its end, but my love and heart can feel crap. If you want my ending, you just step up and just know that. Step up and just know that. If you want my ending, you just step up and just know that. Step up and just know that. If you want my ending, you just step up and just know that. I want you to the business, saving my beginning day. Being the queen and clown of the dream, the driving love in every way. Can you step up and be the driver when it's dark and when I'm blue? And the factor that I love inside her, or is it true? I keep when they're looking, but working is.
Thank you. Geico. I get higher than the iPhone, you would get pop, you would think you was LiFo. Alex Murray, ass nigga, just call him 5-0. My idols never made me make a profit, shoot off like a rocket. Let me get back to what I do for a living, vote for the coke, cool, just chilling. Ghost with the most, I'm the rudest villain. Shit that'll kill for, pop another pill, bro. You can feel gold with the steel toe, couple elbows in the mill, trying to get up on the tailhole. Check my steel toes, I'm doing that simply show. Let me go.
Everybody, once again, for joining us with A Generation Generational Gap and Star Player Magazine. Make sure you tune in. If you transfer over right now to AWOL Radio, SidePromote 5280, they are actually online right now, so we're actually going to be switching over to that station, and they're going to be playing some of the new shit, Kukwe. Actually, if you haven't checked out Kukwe in Star Player Magazine, make sure you check that out as well. It's on fire, man. We appreciate all the fans, the love. Definitely check out the new album, Nemesis, coming up soon. And May 24th, look out for that. Electric Chair by DJ Brown Bear is out right now. Make sure you get on top of that Electric Chair album. This is the second album with 80 Generations. We are so proud of him. Definitely much love to DJ Brown Bear. 80 Generations, Star Player Magazine, Generations Gap, and Star Player Hour. If you ain't a star, you're not with us. We in the air. Holler at us. We're going to close out.
You got this motherfucker. That's what I look at it. You know what I'm saying? We just living in this shit, okay? We made a party to something we had nothing to do with, you know? We had to live our life, because that's about all there is to it. And they haven't made it that much more easier for us, and so, and I'm going to be truthful about it, and I say this in my own sense, as a black man, you know what I'm saying? They definitely haven't made it easier for none of us niggas out here, okay? But we got to live in this shit, that's the way it is, you know?
This is life in a time's remembrance, how could I pass my life's been ending. This is my time for my life's remembrance. Why stop the hate when you never been in it? This is my life and a time's remembrance. How could I pass when my life's been ending? This is my time for my life's remembrance. Why stop the hate when you never been in it?
I couldn't be what I was meant to be. I couldn't live the way I wanted to see. How could I lie when I was going through times? How could I make it if it wasn't on rhymes? I wasn't living the way I wanted to live. I couldn't give the things I wanted to give. What if I told you I was homeless and broke? Turned into darkness, life was ruined by coke. I had to make it for my daughter and son. Turned into anger and from that to a gun. I wasn't supposed to make this long. I had seen taken from Jesus and from that from a dream. I wasn't put for this world. I wasn't born to be here. My dreams were hopeless and sore, but through the torment and fear, I'm ripping that title down. I'm keeping love for myself, building me up from the ground, full of success and then wealth. Yeah.
This is my life and the times remember. How could I pass when my life's been ending? This is my time for my life's remembrance. Why stop the hate when you never been in it?
The hair.